Listen to the way he describes it in verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. Now somebody says, ooh, that sounds like you lose your salvation. Didn't we just say we're not talking about salvation? We're talking about fruit bearing. We're talking about that which is the result of being saved. Now, to begin with, what is fruit? And I think it's very important to determine what the fruit is. Now, I do not believe that fruit here is soul winning, as so many people seem to think. I believe that is a byproduct of it, but the fruit, of course, is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. My, that's the fruits of the Spirit that are in the believer's life. And here you have three that are really mentioned. You have, for instance, prayer effectual. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. It shall be done unto you. That's one of the fruits, prayer effectual. And then verse 8 here, he says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And that's fruit perpetual. And then you have verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. And it's joy celestial. Prayer effectual, fruit perpetual, joy celestial. That's the things that are mentioned here, and that's fruit. And it's the fruit of the Spirit that Paul mentions. Now, if a person has those in his life, he will be bringing men into the presence of God by his very life, if not by his spoken word. And that, of course, makes soul winning a byproduct. But the important thing here is he wants fruit in our lives. Now, when a branch doesn't bear fruit, he takes it away. He removes it. Well, how does he remove it? Well, one of the ways he removes it is by taking that person away from the place of fruit bearing. Now, I know many that have been set aside today, that they no longer are effective for God at all. They're ministers like that. There are laymen like that today. I don't care about being specific about this, but how true it is. And then there's some that are taken away in death. Now, I believe that that's what John means in his first epistle when he says there's a sin unto death. Now, that means physical death. That means that a Christian can go on into sin until God will remove him from the place of fruit bearing. Ananias and Sapphira are an example of that. God removed them. I don't think Ananias and Sapphira lost their salvation. I think that they just were removed from the early church that was a fruit-bearing church, a holy church. And these two liars just couldn't stay in that church. Now, they're very comfortable in our churches today, I'll say that. But they couldn't have been in the early church. But what he's talking about here, you see, is taking away a branch that won't bear fruit. And then he says, even when a branch is bearing fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, this word purge is an interesting word. It's been translated prune, of course, in many places. And I like that. I think that the thought is here. But actually, the word in the Greek is kathare. And it means to cleanse, and it's to forget that in that day they didn't have the sprays to use, and they actually would take water, and they would take some sort of a cloth or hyssop or something, and they would just cleanse the vine with that, just wash the vine when there was aphis on it or bugs or anything like that. It was actually just really washing the vine. So that there were two things that were done, the cleansing and also the pruning, and that was the thing that was done. Now, our Lord prunes. He comes into our lives, and he takes out of our lives those things that offend, and sometimes it hurts when he prunes his friends, and it is something that's very painful. Many times he takes out of your life and my life the things that are hindering us, and I can speak up to that subject. He's done that in my life in two or three different ways, and I know that's what he was doing. He was pruning, and I'm here to confess that it hurt. I'm not sure, but what the Lord was pruning me when he permitted me to have cancer and has permitted it to stay in my body. I'm of the opinion that that's what the Lord is doing. I'm not complaining. I just want him to let me stay around and keep giving out the Word of God, friends. That's the important thing. But I think he prunes us, you know, reaches in. And one of the reasons that so many of God's children are getting hurt today, even by this method of pruning, is that they're getting so far from God. They're so far out of fellowship. I think the closer that we get to him, that the better it would be, and it wouldn't hurt so much. What we need to do is to get very close to the Lord in these days. I remember when I was a boy, on April Fool, why a bunch of us at school played hooky. I personally was a very good boy, but I got with some bad boys, and they played hooky, and so I went with them. And we left our books at school, and then we took off for the creek, and we went fishing. And the creek was up, I remember this particular time, and we didn't catch any fish, but we sure had a big day. And we came in about time school was out after everybody had left, and we decided that the proper thing to do was to go get our books, take them home, so that our parents wouldn't suspect that we'd played hooky. Principal of the school, I think, thought we'd do that also, because when we walked in the room, he walked in after us, and he said, "Boys, I'm glad to see you. Follow me." And we'd been over that trail before, so we followed him to his office. And he said, "Wait here," while he went to get his switches. And he had some long ones. And one fellow who'd been in there quite a few times, and he really knew his way around, he gave us about the best advice I think that I've ever had. He said, "Now, when he comes down the first time, don't move away from him. Move close to him. Take a step toward him." And you know, that is the best advice I think I ever got. So the first time he hit me, I moved right close into him. Fact of the matter is, by the time he finished, I was right up where his fist was, and he wasn't hurting me at all. And you know, that was good advice. And I've learned that that's good advice today. The Lord, you know, prunes us. He chastises us. "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." It's not a sign that he's against you. He's trying to get fruit out of your life, friend. And you and I begin to move away from him and complain. Thing to do is get close to him. And when we get close to him, it won't hurt nearly as much.